This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Fiona. How are you today?
I am good on this gorgeous sunny day. We might be getting some rain in a week, which will be lovely.
Oh, fingers crossed.
So you had a thought that you would be fun to discuss.
Yes, I'd like to pick this apart. I'd like to ponder this and pick this apart. So for those of you who are listening as you drive to work or go somewhere or not, let's see if we can pick this apart. Is life like what you see in the movies? Do you think life is like what you see in the movies?
You know, that's an interesting one, because there have been quite a few times that for our own lives, for example, and also other lives that we've experienced or heard about, where you say that couldn't possibly be realistic. It's so extraordinary that it wouldn't be believable in movies.
Yeah.
So it's amazing what in real life happens. And yeah, what is your thought?
Well, I think we have become so addicted to being entertained. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like those people who don't read books anymore, so because they get their entertainment visually on a screen, so they when we get our information visually on a screen handed to us, we lose us a real sense of creativity, because when we the imagination, because when we read a book, a lot of what's in the book is created in our minds, which is what's so wonderful about reading. So now, since most people don't read books and they just get their entertainment by looking at a screen, I think that a lot of people see what they see on the screen as this is normal life. Normal life is what they see on the screen now. And
therefore they want what they see on the screen, so it can create confusion. I mean, also there's a lot of huge amount of violence on the screen right now, and I think a lot of people go to the violent, really hyper things, and I think some of that is due to the fact that when we turn a screen on with the blue light, it really excites the brain. And so we're not used to really going to the calmer places. We're very rarely in nature. We're mostly looking at the screens, which really excite the brain and keep it in beta or gamma beta.
And there's so many video games, or if that's what you call them now, games that you play on your cell phone or iPads or computers that are quite violent in a way. So it's like shooting down this and shooting down that. So that takes off the edge of, that's actually quite violent, and that's something that we don't do in real life, but it's happening in real life now. It's sort of like life is imitating the movies.
And I think it always has. There's always been a lot of violence on the planet. And at the same time, I think people are becoming, so numbed. It's like when we go, I read an article where it said we use a huge amount of our energy to not hear everything, because we're being inundated with hearing, we're being inundated with colors and lights, and it's like we have to keep ourselves away from all of that a bit, and it takes a lot of energy. I think that we're kind of numbing ourselves down, and I think to be able to feel ourselves, that's why some people cut themselves or hurt themselves or, you know, masochistic type of stuff, and also the violent stuff, which is increasing because people cannot feel themselves anymore. They're so separated from who they are and from the places that they really can find themselves, that if they get a shock for a second, they feel something.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, another thing to think about that I often think about is, you know, when I was working in Southern Africa, facilitating a mediation for a couple of years there, and I remember sitting in a place in Johannesburg, and sitting next to me was this really lovely African girl, and we were just talking. She saw that I had a dictionary and I was trying to learn one of the tribal languages, because there are so many. And she told me she must have been about 15.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm talking about young. And she spoke 9 languages. And I was just so impressed. 9 languages. Well, they're all tribal languages plus
English and Afrikaans.
And probably. Afrikaans. So it was 7 tribal languages, and English and Afrikaans. And as we were talking, and I was so impressed with this child, and she said that she was very unhappy now because the television show called Dallas or Dynasty or one of those had decided to protest against apartheid, because we were deeply in the apartheid time then. This was back in the 80s. And she said, that's watching that program, which is so different than her home in the township. She said, but that's what took me out of the misery of my life, was watching something like that. So that part of it has always stuck with me.
It can be helpful, I think, sometimes when life is difficult or when we've gone through a difficult day, just to sit down and watch something a bit mellow. Or for some people, it's watching something exciting so that you get yourself up there and then you can come down again.
For me, it's something funny. Mm. I love to laugh. I love to laugh.
Saturday Night Live.
But I think so where I'm coming to is, how do we hold on to ourselves and not be open to being swamped by comparisons? Because that's the thing that worries me, you know, with the commercials on television or shows, is this is how it's supposed to be and you're not that. So you want a hero, this is the way a hero looks, this is the way a hero behaves.
This is the way a beautiful girl, a beautiful boy, handsome boy looks.
And then you start to compare yourself, and then you compare yourself to something that is not real.
I think that's happened for a long time, though. I mean, yes, ever since, because we grew up in the movie time, even because the movie time began in the 40s, right? So all our life, there have been movies. And as teenagers, you probably earlier for you, for me, I was a teenager when I got television. So I think that it's always happened to some degree, but people were more comfortable with where they were before. Before television and movies, because I know how.
But we have generations now that just have never experienced.
No, I mean, but we didn't really. I mean, I did until I was 13. But as kids, there were already movies. My uncle had even though we were way out in Africa, he had a reel to reel.
Yeah.
And every Saturday night, he'd play a movie for everybody, but he'd get them from somewhere. But I don't remember ever thinking War of the World totally scared us. But
I didn't grow up with television, I have to say, because
I didn't. You know, until we
were
13.
We were outdoor kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had breakfast.
I think
and
it's helpful. There are some schools like the Waldorf School that really encourage you not to let the children watch.
Yeah.
Even with my daughter, I didn't let her watch a lot of television, and I did censor what she watched later when she was older. But I think we have to ask ourselves, again, it gets back to the old thing of comparing ourselves with other people and wanting something other than we have. I think there's a difference here on feeling a pressure and a not good enough, and I'm somehow failing or something's failing me because I don't have this.
Yeah.
Rather than, okay, I'm okay where I am, and yes, I'm going to move towards that because it looks like fun, or I'm going to move towards...
Or things like, you know, you watch nature shows or shows on PBS or Nova or... And that can really stimulate people and say, that's what I want to do. I want to be inspired. You know, programs that inspire you, give you an idea of where you can put your passion in life and create something and do something wonderful. All of that is good. All of that is good. But it worries me when we start to just blindly receive what's being put out there, and then we go into the comparison. Then we get unhappy with what we have.
I also think that sometimes like shocks and violence and things like that open people up, as I said to before, to feel something. Because as a culture, we have to numb so much down. you know, you're not allowed to touch anymore, you're not allowed to, you know, I mean, you're not allowed to do so many things politically correct. It creates a whole numbing down, I think, of us. And it's happening more and more. I'm not saying that people should be allowed to abuse, but it's creating a pushdown.
A fear of being misinterpreted, I think. A lot of that
is. In so many ways. It's not just the physical. It's all sorts of other ways.
Well,
too.
You know, and we've done some programs on podcasts on fear, because that's what's raising up. But I also have something that I want to add to this, is life like what you see in the movies. So here's a thing that maybe we can think about and practice for today,
mm-hmm.
All right? I'm just thinking this. So two parts to this. The first part is, think about what you have in your life and how that helps you. Okay? Think about what you have.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And how that helps you. Then think about what you don't have and how that helps you.
I love that. That's a very good thing to keep it for a day and ask yourself throughout the day.
Yeah.
Those two things, they can really help. And when you're watching a movie, just become a little mindful and say to yourself, what is this bringing me?
Mm-hmm.
What gift is this movie bringing me? Sometimes we've got to chill out. Sometimes we've got, it's the only way we get from beta brain waves to alpha and theta brain waves, is to numb out and go into something like that. Particularly men, and they've used a huge amount of testosterone throughout the day. They gather testosterone by numbing out in front of the television. It's something or other. I think Dr. John Gray talks about that. But as you stop yourself, rather than going in without consciousness, ask yourself when you're watching, just stop and take a breath and say, what am I gaining? What's the gift from this?
What am I feeling right now?
Yeah, and why is this important for me? And you don't have to make it a big deal. Just stop for a second and make it mindful.
It was interesting. I did that last night because my husband had the TV on and he's watching a program that he really likes, and I like it because it's really intelligent. So it's not talking down. I don't feel like I'm being talked down to, that I'm not a cartoon that I'm being talked to. But at the same time, I was thinking, how am I feeling right now while this program is on? I feel uncomfortable. I feel really uncomfortable. And so I tuned out. I totally tuned out. I went to read a book. Because for me, at nighttime, reading a book is wonderful. Having a sleepy time tea and, you know, doing that. Because I care about how I am in the world. I care about how I can help people in the world. I care about how I can be of service to others, and I care about that, and in order for me to be that, I have to take care of myself.
Yes, I think for all of us, it's, again, it's bringing mindfulness into our life, like you did with the movie. I do that too. If my husband, he likes action adventure, and he's pretty good about not looking at too many violent things, because we choose what we watch together, but sometimes if something's getting like that, I'll just say to myself, okay, what's happening? I'm feeling tension in my belly. I could relax it, but in 2 seconds it will be back there. So I get up and do some washing up, or go and read a magazine or a book or whatever it is. And so I think just bringing a little mindfulness to what's happening to the body, if it's soothing you,
and also
it's good.
If you can be in the witness mode, this is what I call the witness mode, instead of just blindly participating in what's being fed to you. I said to Bob last night, I said, why are the people shouting? Why is it's the news? Why are they shouting at me? Why are they shouting on the news? It's that, so, but being observant that they are shouting, that their voices are louder as they're telling you the news, is an awareness, being mindful of it. Do you accept it? No, I don't like being shouted at. So I can switch the channel. It's really about being mindful. And also, please be mindful that if ever you're watching something and you begin to feel less than,
yeah. Yeah, you start then, judging yourself.
Yes, and then you are being manipulated. Mm-hmm. And you've got to get control back. And so ask yourself that question. What do I have in my life that helps me? What do I not have in my life that helps me? It's all about helping you remember who you are. That's all I can...
Yes, and finding that well-being, which is who you are. So yeah. It's like, so is life like it in the movies? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. And with mindfulness, we can find out where we want to be in the movie of our life, really. Yeah. Because, it's interesting that, did you tell me this, or did we have a next door neighbor who was a professor in Slavic and Russian studies? Did you tell me this, or did he tell me this, that when they took American movies to Russia, they had to change all the endings? Because they didn't like happy endings. So they had to take the American movies and make different endings for Russia.
Yeah.
Because Russia wants miserable endings.
Well, and he must have told you that. But also a movie that I was in, where in the movie I Die, in the Eastern, they didn't want anything with sad endings, so they had to change the ending.
In China, you mean like...
I guess China, Japan, or mm-hmm. wherever... where they didn't want, as the heroine of the movie, they didn't want me to die, so they just cut out the crash at the end that kills me. So it ended with a wave, with a big smile on my face. And
they were happy.
And they were
Isn't
happy.
That interesting how our cultures are so different in the way we live our lives? Because if you look at the Russian and a lot of the French, even like Russians with Dostoevsky and Tolstoy, almost all of the endings are miserable.
Oh, yes.
I think it was tough living in Europe at that time.
Yes, yes.
So we have to, again...
But it still is. It's in totally in their culture.
Yes.
It's totally in their culture. And the songs that you sing.
Mamis.
Yes. Mm. And so, but that's one way to observe and witness another culture and say, wow, you know, how many decades must it have been in hardship to create that sense of sorrow that the Soviets have, you know, all through that region. So there's, I feel an empathy for that, and I like to understand it without sucking it into my life. I mean, if I could watch the Darls in Corfu every night for the rest of my life, I would be very happy.
It's such a cute program. I think what you said before is so important, which is if we feel ourselves getting tense in a movie, or if afterwards there's a piece of us that wants to be like the person or thinks there's something wrong in our life, then that's a wonderful point of transformation of mindfulness. You say to yourself, no, it's great that it highlighted that I'm missing something, that I'd like to move towards something else. And I want to just say to myself, you know, this, my life here at the moment is perfect until I choose to move somewhere else.
Right.
To a different place.
I also feel that as well when, you know, if we're watching the movies, most actors and actresses are beautiful. You know, mm-hmm. they're made up, they've got, you know. So when you feel you're looking at a guy or a woman and saying, oh, I wish I looked like that, or I wish... So there you begin your comparison. Try instead to say, gosh, isn't she beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Just look at her. That's
and
what I
appreciate
like to do,
her
as a piece
for
of
being
art.
Her.
Yes.
As a piece of art.
Yes.
The same thing for a guy. Ooh, that is an attractive person.
Like
very
the young
pleasant.
Man in Outlander. Everybody's really crazy about the young man in Outlander. I don't know his name, but he's a beautiful young man. And I do that. I can see somebody and I can think, this person is just beautiful. I do think it gets easier as you get older, unless you're still struggling to be young. Because when you get older, you don't compare yourself as much to...
No, there's that freedom.
Yeah.
There's that freedom. But I really, sometimes this freedom I feel about getting older and not comparing yourself to others, or I really, but I've done this for years, as I've really, really worked with the young people to not compare themselves to others. And when I was a teacher at Crossroads, there were kids there that I taught whose parents had facelifts and all sorts of things. And, you know, I really want them to love who they are rather than try to make themselves into something that they are not.
And if they feel they have to do it, then just do it mindfully.
Yeah.
So just say, okay, I'm doing this because I want, maybe I'm an actress, maybe I just want to look younger, and I'm going to do it with mindfulness. I'm aware that I don't feel quite good enough unless I have the face looking this way or the lips looking more puffy. And then do it if you have to do, but try to keep it mindful.
Yeah. It's interesting because I have these sort of buck teeth and one tooth slightly crosses over another. And when I first came out to Hollywood and 20th Century Fox wanted to put me under contract, but they said, we've got to fix your teeth. You've got that overlapping. And I went, no, that's who I am. My teeth are strong and that's how they're going to stay. I don't know, but it just gave me a sense of being who I am.
And
I've appreciated that.
And actors from Europe, you was before anyway, English and European actors tend to have not the perfect teeth of the Americans.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I'm not saying the perfect teeth are wrong either.
Well, you can almost date a film by the teeth
that
you're looking
at. That is so interesting. Well, the country, because there's still a lot of interesting, there's still a lot of different teeth in Europe that you see.
Well, it's because of the wars, the two wars, and there was just nothing there to help, and there wasn't food, and there wasn't vitamins, and there wasn't. So, of course, during the wars, there was a lot of there was a lot of things that were needed that weren't to hand.
I understand.
So
if you're asking yourself, how does my life stand up against the movies and things I've watched, you don't even have to worry about it too much. Just say to yourself, let me keep it mindful. Let me keep conscious in when I'm watching. Let me keep conscious of what's happening before and after I watch the movie to see if I'm judging myself or comparing myself or wanting something different. Just make it mindful. Don't think it's wrong. Don't think you can't. It's not like we want to change what you're doing, but just keep it mindful. Keep it conscious.
Because we just love who you are as
we
you
do.
Are. That's what we like.
This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.